You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome to society, everyone. All right, so next, in China, babies were genetically edited to make them immune to contracting HIV. This raised many questions around ethics of editing genes, and in this particular instance, the lack of understanding about how heritable genes actually impact in the long run. So I spoke with a lecturer in genetic bioethics at Otago University, Jinbao Ye, who joins me to discuss the request for a moratorium on heritable genetic editing.
I accepted the invitation to join the team for the piece in the Nature because a rigorous global moratorium is urgently needed. The reason is, of course, pumped up by the public announcement of the Chinese scientist He Jianhui made in late November last year about the gene-edited babies. So actually, a moratorium has been somehow adopted worldwide, but obviously it did not work. So a more rigorous moratorium would be needed. This is the main purpose of our piece. We wanted to implement a more rigorous moratorium. Hope this time will work.
And so what are the risks of heritable genetic editing?
Actually, as our article has outlined, for example, what He Jianhui to activating a rare gene, which most people do not, in order to for the twin babies, girls, to genetically resistant to HIV virus, and it may have that result. And even that result itself, actually, there are far more effective way to prevent anyone from exposing to the HIV virus. Even gut HIV virus now have quite effective medication to really deal with that. But even it is the best way to though that particular one would have many other side effects. So far, we have not really, geneticists have not really understood very well, and there could be more prone to flows and some other disease. It's so complicated that because the gene works so complicated, it's not. And there is often people think, oh, that when think about gene therapy, they think about like a kind of surgery, or but actually gene works far complicated than that. There are only very few diseases have been called single gene problem, like Huntington disease, you forgot. But most others are not single gene problem at all. Environment and also interacting with other genes. So that's one. The most important is that a moratorium is definitely needed because any altered genes is heritable, therefore will be into the homogene pool. Genetics so far have far from have adequate knowledge about how those altered genes will be impacted upon future generation. That's the main concern. Also, that's our team very much want to have a global moratorium because this issue concerns the whole species.
Mm. That was my questions, but did you have any other comments you wanted to make?
Here, there is an important issue here. That's the medical ethics tradition in all the cultures, so far as I know, very much emphasize physician. The primary duty of physician is, first of all, do no harm. But now the current status is that we are far from sure that we are not doing harm. So good intention is not sufficient.
Hey. Around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.